We're in Siman Taf Nun Beis. We already saw last time that lechatchila we say that you shouldn't kasher any kli if it hasn't been 24 hours since it has been used. We saw that in the Be'er Halacha. Now the Rama says ukshemagil kodem Pesach lachar sheish. When you do the Hagala after the 6 hour hour of Pesach, tzarich lizar b'chol advarim haniskarim she'ein tzrichin lizar b'hem kodem sheish. So then you have to be careful with all the things that we say you don't need to be careful about before the 6th hour because it's still called hetera bala. So now once you hit the 6th hour, you'd have to be careful with all of these things that we just mentioned. As we said, we're careful with the Eino Ben Yomo and the Shishim anyway. As the Mishnah Berura says, Kol Zeh Midina, Havakar Nagu L'chatchila L'Hachmir Chol HaChomros, Afilu Imaga B'Shar Aviyus HaKodem, that we're Machmir L'chatchila on all these things, even no matter when you are doing the Kashering, and see the Baralacha, where he explained according to some of the Achronim, that those two things are Midina, even before the Isser Chametz, as we have seen already. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes the Chachmas Adam, Klamem Zayin Sif Ches, who says this concept that it could be that you could kasher a knife for temporary usage by sticking it in the ground 10 times or by sharpening it, but we generally avoid that as well because we don't really do Hishdamshus Arai's temporary usage, so it's best to be avoided. Sif Beis, Yesh Li Zayir Mila Hagil. Yesh Li Zayir Mila Hagil, Kli Basar, Kli Biyachad, Elim Kain, Echad Mem Eino Ben Yomo. We should be careful not to do Hagala on meat kalim and dairy kalim together, unless one of them is Eino Ben Yomo. The Ramas is a Koshkin Klisha Leser, Alkei Nagish Alohagil Shum Kli Ben Yomo. That's why we are careful to never kasher a kli that has been used within the past 24 hours. Xera that you might come to do Hagala on a kli that doesn't have 60 times it, etc., where the Haggalah won't work if it's Ben Yomo. So therefore, we lichatchila say we never do kashering on anything that is Ben Yomo. And even Shulchanos, which you rubbed really well, clean really well, it should not be Ben Yomo when you're going to kasher it. And when the Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't kasher a fleisha kli and a milcha kli together at the same time, that means you mamish stick it in the water at the same time, because the concern is that some of the meat tam is going to come out and the milk tam is going to come out and going to mix together and then go into the other kalim. We don't want that to happen. That's only going to happen if one of them is ben yoma. As the Mishnah Berurah says, if one of them is Eino Ben Yomo, so then the Ben Yomo one is going to be mutter because it got Eino Ben Yomo Ta'am, which is Ta'am Pagum, and the Eino Ben Yomo is mutter because the Ta'am that goes into it from the Ben Yomo is a Napar Not the Hetera, and is not considered to be real Ta'am, and you would be able to do Haggalah afterwards. Once you do Haggalah on them, you can make it into meat or milk or whatever you want it to be. That is what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Shaar Tzion points out that even though in general the minhag is not to switch through Haggalah from Basar to Chalav, so how is it okay over here? Here, since your Kavana is just to get rid of the Chametz, but when you're getting rid of the Chametz, it also becomes un-dairy or un-meat, so then it's okay. And that's why later on in Siman Tav Kuf Tes, they say in the name of the Prima Gadim that even though the minhag is not to switch from milk to meat or meat to milk, the way that you could switch from milk to meat or meat to milk is if you have a kli that you want to make from milk to meat, so make it treif, and then you could make it from treif to meat instead. If you do treif in between, so then that's going to be allowed. Okay, so we say then that lechachila you shouldn't kasher any kalim if they've been used within the past 24 hours. And that's what Pesach time, that's what all the kashering places say. You have to wait 24 hours. What about Liban? So when it comes to Liban, the Darkei Moshe says that even if the Balua is Ben Yomo, Liban works. It can be within 24 hours. You don't have to wait 24 hours to do Liban on it, because Liban doesn't take the Tom out. Liban burns up all the bad Tom, and therefore there's no issue that we have by Haggalah, which removes the Tom, and if it's Ben Yomo, it'll go back into the Kli or stay in the water, etc., if you don't have 60 times it. That is in terms of Liban, that you don't have to wait 24 hours. But what about Liban Kal for a Kli Ben Yomo? Like, let's say you're koshering your oven, you're not able to put the blowtorch to it, so the way that you kosher your oven is by putting it up to 450, 550, let's say the highest temperature the oven could get to if it's not a self-cleaning oven, the highest temperature the oven could get to, and you let it sit for an hour and a half, so we would call that Liban Kal. So would that, would you be able to do that on a Ben Yom, or would you have to wait 24 hours? So Rav Yashiv says that you shouldn't do a L'chadchila, you should wait the 24 hours, because according to some, the way that Liban Kal works is in place of Hagala. There's two opinions as to how Liban Kal works. Is it really actual Liban, or is Liban Kal just in place of Hagala? So if Liban Kal is working in place of Hagala, then you would have to wait the 24 hours before you kasher, and that's what we really say one should do.
You shouldn't put many kelim into one kli and then dip them into boiling hot water to do the hagala on it if they're touching each other.
The Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about a kli which has holes in it, a basket of some sort, like we use by tvilas kelim. Sometimes people will put it in a basket in order to do tvila on it. But if you're using that kind of basket and you want to put it in to do hagala on it, so the Mishnah Berurah says that should be avoided if the kelim are going to touch each other, because if the pieces are touching, so then the boiling water is not going to boil, make it hot on that part where it's touching something else. So anytime you have that issue of placing it in a basket, you should not do so. If it doesn't have holes in it, so the Mishnah Berurah says for sure it's a problem to put a kli in another kli. But even if it has holes in it, to use a basket for Hagalas Kalim, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Shulchan Aruch is saying should be avoided if it is going to be touching the kli. Just for your own information, when it comes to Tvilas Kalim, many places do use this basket, but the Shach says that this should only be done if it's a kli betoch kli where we know that the water is going to touch the kalim in it. But if it's a heavy kli in something else, or you have so many pieces of silverware in the basket where the water is not going to touch all the kalim, so then it should be avoided.